Hey friends, in D&D, character creation has a ton of different options. But one of the things that it lacks is a specific subclass that truly feels dedicated to the concept of being a sharpshooter or a single target, single shot, high damage type of archetype that could easily be described as a sniper. Something else that seems to be missing is the hail of bullets or the covering fire type of mechanic. Now, both of those can feel, relatively speaking, like they would belong with firearms exclusively, and that they work great in that, but they're not required to be that. And so I wanted to take the time today to talk a little bit about a couple of homebrew subclasses that I had for a game of mine that died. Welcome back to the Game Masters Academy. This is the channel where we strive to help you make every one of your sessions great. Thank you for joining me. My name is Greg. Here at the Game Masters Academy, I release videos 2 times a week. On Monday, we get a little crazy and either look at some homebrew, whether that's subclasses I've built, potentially character builds, things along those lines. And then on Thursdays, I typically release an encounter with a suggestion of how exactly I would run that, and then a potential side quest that I would use that particular creature in to challenge the party. I really prefer to have it not be just a straight running at you like a giant and hitting things, and instead try to take a look at a little bit more of the nuance for the different types of characters that we look at. If either of those sound like the thing for you, then go ahead, smash the subscribe button and the like button, leave me a comment, do all the fun things for the algorithm so that way this can obviously get to everybody that's out there. Currently looking like we're at about 350 or so subscribers, and so just wanted to say thanks to everybody that subscribes. I do have a Patreon that is currently free. There is a section that you could utilize to you know, donate some money or give money, but that's not the point of it. The idea is that when I create subclasses, when I create character builds or a homebrew monster, I'm going to use Patreon as a way to provide you guys with the access to the PDFs. Feel free to swing on through there, sign up for free membership to get access to all the goodies that are there. With all of that out of the way, I wanted to talk a little bit about one of my games that died. Scheduling in D&D tends to be the biggest challenge. We've all got crazy busy lives, and one of the things that becomes the hardest is finding time that works with 4 of your other friends on an every week type consistent basis, and that's where this particular game failed. The game was set futuristically, I had multiple subclasses for this particular campaign that I created. It was my first foray into attempting to create some homebrew subclasses, and I've tweaked them to give to you from what they originally were. The first one that I want to look at is for the Rogue. And so the Rogue subclass that we're going to be looking at is called the Specialist. It's that sniper archetype that seems to feel like it's almost missing in D&D. The specific subclass works great, obviously, with guns. And if firearms are something that are allowed in your campaign, then this would be something that would work great with that, with a hunting rifle. I specifically just used a hunting rifle for the individual that ran this subclass. I just extended the range for them. But what the subclass basically is, a couple different things. So starting off at level 3, I provided a couple of different skills, and then the biggest thing was a camouflage type ability. The idea behind the Specialist is getting in a ghillie suit, grabbing the natural camouflage that exists in an area, whether that's foliage or whatever it happens to be, utilizing that to completely conceal yourself and then be able to make an attack without breaking your stealth. That's the concept for this specific subclass, and it works great. At level 3, when you gain your roguish archetype, you're going to gain some skills that come with expertise already attached to them, as well as a natural camouflage ability, which allows you to build this ghillie suit. And then as long as you follow some specific criteria, only one attack per turn, you spend the 10 minutes required to get the natural camouflage, and you're attacking something that's more than 15 feet away from you, attacking from stealth does not break your stealth. As we go on and into this further, we gain a fear effect for a location where a target has been hit, as well as an explosive round where we can really pile in a bunch of damage onto a single target by increasing all of the D6 from the sneak attack to D10s, and then doubling the damage on a failed con save. It's a great subclass. It feels exactly the way you would want your sniper type of subclass or your sniper archetype to feel. So there's a link in the description for the Patreon post that I made that has this specific subclass typed up. I am not super fancy. I don't have it set up on a fancy background and all the other fun stuff. It's basically just a Word document that bullet points your way through the level progression that you would take to make this work. Up next is the, for lack of a better term, the Rifleman subclass for a fighter. So this guy is the individual that carries a light machine gun and is less focused on doing a significant amount of damage and more focused on laying down a series of rounds. And again, this works just as well with a rifle as it would with a longbow or a heavy crossbow if the individual took the crossbow expert feat. At level 3, when we get our martial archetype for the fighter, we're going to gain a couple of different skills again. And then this one is going to give us what's called covering fire. And so basically as an action, what we're able to do is create a cone attack that causes all of the enemies to have disadvantage as well as potentially reduce their speed. As we progress through the class, we gain other additional abilities, becoming immune to surprise. We gain the opportunity to utilize our covering fire ability more frequently. And then as a capstone, we basically give ourselves disadvantage on all of our attacks, but we're able to utilize twice as many attacks when we take the attack action. And so yes, that would work with action surge, obviously, to give you a 16 attack turn, though all of them are at disadvantage, and there's not a way to cancel that. It's aptly named Spray and Pray, with the idea of just applying a ton of different shots in a single turn. You've got this action that is covering fire, where we are going to try and debuff the enemy as well as slow their speed down. And then a couple other abilities that are in there are specifically designed to make it more available, and so you have more uses per short rest. This subclass worked out great for a ranged tank. Now, I know that we can potentially make a ranged tank. I think that D4 actually did a ranged tank where he used an ancestral barbarian with a Psy warrior, and that's a great build. But this one feels a little bit different. And so the reason I say it's a ranged tank is because your job is primarily to debuff as well as get additional shots downfield, focus fire basically on all the targets that are present. Being a fighter, you're still going to have access to all of the fighter abilities that you would normally gain. All of the feats, all of the fighting styles, everything else along those lines. And so you have a little bit of customization that you're able to do with this additional set of skills that the subclass provides. Those are the two specific subclasses that I created. I also created a demolitions expert as well as a mechanic. The mechanic almost felt more like a transformer than a real mechanic. Now look for a future video. Maybe we'll talk about those depending on whether this ends up being something that you guys like. As I said before, smash the subscribe and the like button. A little bit of a shorter video today. Feel free to come on through the Patreon, check them out. Hopefully you can talk to your DM, or if you are a DM, you can, you know, provide these to your party as additional options. The only tweaks that I would potentially recommend is if you don't have firearms, then the rogue subclass, the specialist, you need to give the rogue proficiency with a heavy crossbow for it to really feel like it the way that it's intended. Other than that, if you don't have firearms in your campaign, this should work perfectly fine anyway. So feel free, take a look through, kind of go over them, add them into your campaign. Let me know if I missed anything or any ideas that you've used in the past to really kind of fit this idea of a light machine gunner as well as the sniper. I hope that you guys all have a fantastic week. And as always, let's let the dice decide.